The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And things happened in the past, too much news, and we don't pay attention to what's really happening. Like, example, most people don't know that Joy Behar, The View, she's a someone that everybody pretty much knows about. I guess she's famous. I'm not sure. But people know who she is. I don't really. I'm not sure that I would want to be her friend. So I guess I will unfriend her. But anyhow, she has sex with ghosts. And Oprah Winfrey, on one of the View, one of their programs, she mentions that she had sex with demons or with ghosts. We call them demons in our modern terminology. In the time of Christ, they called them ghosts, but we call them today, nowadays, demons, fallen spirits of the ancient whatever lived during the pre-Adamic race. They're disembodied spirits. She's having sex with these things. Well, and I'll tell you what, I promise you, she's going to continue. She won't stop. This is a bizarre world. Whether you believe it or not, it's a bizarre world. Then you have the Duchess, one of the Duchesses of the royal family in Norway. She's always been had a proclivity toward the occult. She likes the occult. She likes to get into that world of woo-woo. And the people of Norway, they're going to disown her. They're going to unfriend her also. She married a shaman to the stars here in the United States of America. He charges $1,500 for a sitting. You can ask him basically what you want to know. He'll tell you $1,500 to many of the stars that we would know. Well, she decided she would give up her Dutch ship or her being the Duchess or her royalty with any claim to the royal family of Norway to marry this guy. So you have birds of a feather working together. It is more important for these people to be involved in the power of the occult because there's sometimes even more power than having millions of dollars and being very well known and being from a lineage that is, you know, aristocrat. Well, the problem is the family, I am pretty sure, is generational occultists. The family has been involved in the occult going way back. We don't know how many lineages. But so this is a strange world we live in. Well, today I want to discuss, you know, everybody's talking about the election. It was stolen once again. I don't know why people don't get it. You know, then the nation, they've seen what happened in the last election 2 years ago, the digital voting machines, how they're corrupted. Many people in the country, actually, I would say 90% of the people in this country aren't even aware of what they can do with these voting machines. Then they don't care. Not only are they not aware, but I believe they don't care. They want to vote. They want to just go spend 1 hour, fill out whatever on a machine, and that's it, and hope for the best. They don't want to fill out a ballot. They don't want to walk it in, which is much safer. I think it's in France. You cannot have voting machines in France. Everything is done on paper. Everything is counted by hand. But not in the United States of America. We are a digital country. But we're going to talk about, I have many points. I just don't know which direction to go, so I'm gonna just mention this. Quickly, before we go to the break, Russia, Germany, and China are forming an axis. I talked about this last week. They're going to work together. Germany must have energy. Germany, as a nation, they have been the strongest nation in Europe. They have to run their industry. And they supply, their industry is vital to the world, to the supply chain of the world, actually, just like China's. China's is much bigger, of course, but still, Germany, most of the robotics for the time that we're in with the precision robots and this type of technology in the hospitals is made in Germany. Robots. There's a triad, an axis of three major nations. They're breaking away from the petrodollar and America's omnipolar world network.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foist upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually enforced for real, then join us at TacticalCivics.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
The PE Gun Show, November 12th and 13th, will feature firearms giveaways both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't blinded bliss. Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing round, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair.
The Democrats have just made their entrance again in their usual flair, because the conservatives, they don't realize how corrupt this nation is, how corrupt the system is. I'm going to read something from Job chapter 9, verse 24. I know you may not want to hear it, but I'm going to have to tell you the truth anyhow. Job said that when the land falls into the hands of evil people, what do you think just happened at this election? It's been in the hands of evil people, but it is even in a tighter grip of the wicked. When the land falls into the hands of evil people, God covers the judges' faces so they can't see it. This nation is full of judges that are extremely wicked and evil, but God covers their faces so they cannot see the evil. Now, this is out of the International Children's Bible. Children can understand this. Now, I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. Again, the hands of this country have just been given into the hands of the wicked. The American people are going to have to understand, or they have to realize, there are a group of people that operate from the power of another dimension. You don't want to believe it. There is a dimension. God says that He causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Two dimensions, the just, the unjust. The sun rises on the good and the evil. It's very clear. God makes it simple so children can understand it. But we in this country are too educated, too sophisticated, too prosperous, too blind to see the truth. He covers the faces of the judges so they are blinded to justice. If it's not God, who then is responsible for all the inequality? And there's a spiritual principle here. God planted two trees in the garden of evil. One was acceptable to God, and he commanded Adam and Eve to eat of what he blessed, what his intentions were, that they would be protected. But there was a serpent who beguiled Eve, and she ate of another tree. All through the Bible, from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to the book of Revelation, there are those that God wants to protect. There are those that God can't protect because they have free will. They make a decision to serve the serpent. I call them Luciferians. And who allows this? Who's responsible for this? God says He is. In the book of Isaiah, God says that He creates evil and He creates good. God creates both because He's a fair God. He gives man free will. The angels had free will. Lucifer had free will. Lucifer had high position in God's eternity past, but He chose to be God. Mankind, the children of Lucifer, want to be God. They want to have the power of Almighty God. And now that they have this type of technology that exists in the world today, they believe they are God. Now, I'm going to go to something that has not been discussed in detail. This came out on November 7th, about 3 days ago. It was on Monday. The United States Attorney for the Virgin Islands demanded flight logs for the helicopters and planes. Whose helicopters? Whose planes? Jeffrey Epstein. And he requested and demanded 21 years worth of names and flight logs. 21 years worth. Why? Because Christ said that what is done in secret is going to be made manifest, it's going to be revealed. The Attorney General for the United States Virgin Islands, where Epstein had a home, has demanded logs for his 4 helicopters and 3 planes from 1998 to his supposed suicide last year. I'm going to read, and I'll have some commentary as I read the names of these individuals that have visited Epstein Island. And we worship these individuals. Chelsea Handler. Remember her? Comedian? Let's go with, before we go to Chelsea though, how about we go to Mark Zuckerberg? Let's start with Mark. And let's see what Mark had to say about his time on Jeffrey Epstein's island. Quoting out of one of his posts on Facebook, "Although many humans find participating in and observing sexual congress, whatever that is, to be both pleasurable and fulfilling, I sometimes find it challenging to observe the subsequent removal of adrenochrome from the smaller participants." Are we talking children? "The smaller participants, as illustrated in the photograph below. Ingesting the adrenochrome, however, is as enjoyable a human activity as any I have yet engaged in. Even more than sex?" This is the friend of the Facebook world, Mark Zuckerberg. Ingesting the adrenochrome, however, is as enjoyable a human activity as any I have engaged in. Then another person that spent time on Epstein Island. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They don't go there for parties, for concerts. They don't go there just to vacation. No, no. They go there specifically for debauchery, for orgies, for sex, depraved sex of every kind, homosexual, every kind. This is what the nations of the world have done all through time. It's what the sophisticated people in this country, in the cities of this country, in the states do. Debauchery. This is what the devil worshippers in the land do, underground, in tunnels, in caves, in gold mines, up around Central City, all through the Rockies, through the Front Range, all the way up to Red Feather and beyond, down in past Pueblo. Justin Trudeau, son of Fidel Castro. Now, you think that he's the son of Pierre Trudeau and Margaret Trudeau? Well, he's Margaret's son, but the father is Fidel Castro. That's what they do. She's bipolar. Bipolar means severe bipolar in a personality. She's happy-go-lucky, extremely happy-go-lucky, but she has maybe multiple personalities. Maybe one personality that is somewhat sensible, somewhat normal, and then another personality that is out of bounds. Justin Trudeau. And the other thing, too, with Fidel Castro, the Pierre and Fidel, they were good friends. And you know what? Pierre knew about the relationship that his wife had with Castro. But it's what they do. There's no problem. They share. What is theirs is yours. What is yours is theirs. Now, let's look at some of the political names that have been on Epstein Island. I'm telling you, you don't want to know the truth, but you need to know the truth. You don't have the time to read. Fortunately, I do. Joe Biden, imposter president. John McCain. Bob Menendez. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's right-hand man. Tony Podesta, another right-hand man. Pizzagate people. Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton. It wasn't just for men. It was for women also. Powerful people. Chelsea Clinton. Bob Corker. Jacob Schwartz. Barney Frank, Neil Goldschmidt, Tony Mendoza, some of these people I don't know who they are, Anthony Weiner, Peter Strzok, Adam Schiff, John Kerry, Joe Scarborough, our old friend Andrew Cuomo, Justin Castro Trudeau, Brian Stelter, Jake Tapper, Chris Cuomo, brothers, Pope Francis, to the Catholic people, many in the Catholic Church, bishops, cardinals, do not recognize Pope Francis or Francis as the legitimate Pope of the Catholic Church. His background is full of scandal. He had a child through one of the, I think she was Brazil, the wife of one of the presidents of Brazil. I have to remember to the best of my ability. But she was royalty from Europe, from Denmark, somewhere like that. And they had a child together. And no one knows where that child is today. Pope Francis, the Catholic Church, the people in the Catholic Church that don't study, that are just religious, but don't want to know the truth, they don't know who Francis is. As great and big a church as that is, the Catholic people are blind to the reality of this individual. Peter Soros. I think that's the son of Jorge Soros. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSE.com. This is out of BeforeIt'sNews.com. Epstein Island Flight Law, Names Big Names.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
At Off-Road Automotive, they offer a wide range of used automobiles for all your off-road and on-road needs, from classic Jeep ZJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters. They have a vehicle for you. Bad credit? No problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, right off Highway 85, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey everyone, J-Day's Appliance Sale and Service is looking to hire an experienced appliance technician. They work on most major brand appliances. You must have a clean driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Wages based on experience. Email your resume to kday@jdaysappliance.com. That's K, the letter K, D-A-Y, at J, the letter J, DAYSappliance.com or call 970-669-1357.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Yes, we are in the Hotel California. America has been given over to the devil. And there was a ritual that took place. I'm trying to remember what year. Malachi Martin, he was a Jesuit priest in the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church knows about this. Catholics don't know about it. But there was a ceremony, one in the Vatican, one here in this country. It was perfect. The timing was perfect. And it was a consecration of America to Satan. And the Catholic people don't know that. There was also a ritual that was consecrating Russia to Satan. And at the end of last century, there was, in the occult world, the Satanists were proclaiming this would be the century in which we live is going to be a satanic century. And it is turning out to be just that. The rise of Nazism, a religion of death, a religion that is one of the most powerful religions of our time in the occult world, is on the rise again. They are pushing for a fourth Reich, a fourth kingdom, a fourth rule of the world. It's going to be very short-lived. The fourth rule is going to be maybe, the power of it will maybe be 3.5 years before its destruction, totally. Now, Agenda 21. This was a 108-year plan initiated in 1992, and it ends in 2099. A 108-year plan. And during that 8-year plan, they will bring in a completely, totally satanic world, free from any Christianity. They're moving it up. They're trying to do it much. They want to eliminate the Christians from off the face of the earth, the true believers of Jesus Christ, from off the earth by 2030, before that. Then this gives them 70 years of ownership over this blue gem that hangs in space. They're not going to accomplish it, but that's their objective. Now, going back to Jeffrey Epstein, this is extremely important for the people of this nation, because this whole reason that God is allowed and demanded that this be brought into the view of the American people is because, I would have to say, in my opinion, every single one of these individuals I'm mentioning, everyone that I'm mentioning, they worship Lucifer. In one way or another, one occult group or another, one secret society or another, in my opinion. There's Peter Soros, Prince Andrew. And Prince was one of the ones who went to Jeffrey Epstein's island. But what about his brother? What about the lineage? What about the lineage of Queen Elizabeth, Victoria, her mother, going back? They're German. Barack Obama, Anderson Cooper, Sheila Jackson Lee. That's just the politicians. Now, why don't we talk about some of the Hollywood actors like Beyonce, Tom Hanks, Oprah Winfrey, Katy Perry? How about Tony Blair from Europe? How about Mick Jagger and Richard Branson? You cannot go to Jeffrey Epstein's island unless you are involved in the occult. My opinion is you cannot go there. You could not be friends with Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, the heiress witch, without, in my opinion, without being in the occult. Kevin Spacey. I'm going to read other names now that I know. Alan Dershowitz, Alberto Pinto, Alec Baldwin, Wanda Sykes, and the one here I've always, from the beginning of his time on Saturday Night Live, I've always watched him. Something really dark about this guy. Will Ferrell. Will Smith. Something really dark about Woody Allen. Chrissy Teigen. Bill Murray. Again, Barack Obama. Anderson Cooper, I want to mention their names again. Anthony Clields, Ben Affleck, James Franco, Jeffrey Jones, John Cusack, Steven Tyler, Pharrell Williams, Lynn Forrester de Rothschild. See, the Rothschilds, that whole lineage going all the way back, claimed to be Jewish. I'd have to take a DNA, have to have them take DNA test to know if they were truly Jews or if they're just claiming to be Jews because they, their religion is Jewish. They like the Jewish religion. Not sure that they're truly Jewish. I do suspect if they are Jewish, they're from the 13th tribe, the tribe of Dan, which would have Jewish blood, but would be the apostate tribe at the end of the world. Henry Kissinger, the Soros family, Greenspan, these type of people, very powerful. God said they would be very powerful, but they would not be truly worshipers of Elohim or of Yahweh. They would serve the other god of the world. There's Bill Clinton. And we know Bill Clinton and Hillary are definitely involved in the occult. We know that. They would go to Haiti and have voodoo performed so that they would be powerful enough to not be... Bill would be powerful enough to not be... what do you call it? In the presidency, which he was anyhow, and he still remained in. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Sang to me in dreams he came, that voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again, for now I my mind.
stronger yet. And though you turn from me to glance behind, the phantom of the opera is there inside your mind.
It does sound like we're in the Phantom of the Opera, doesn't it? You know, the people of this country, they have their head in the sand. They don't want to believe what is happening in this country. But in the book of Revelation, God makes it very clear when he gave John the revelation. I picked up a young man the other day, and he's an atheist. And he told me he was an atheist. And I told him, great. It's better that you're an atheist than a lukewarm Christian. Because at least you can have some reality of God. And I told him, I asked him, I said, have you ever read the book of Revelation? He said, no. I said, have you ever heard of a time when the world will go to a cashless system? And he says, yeah, I've heard about that. And I said, well, I don't know if you know that we're going to a cashless system. There's a new digital system coming into this country. And he'd heard a little bit about it. I said, that's in the book of Revelation. And God said this would happen in the vision. This would happen at the end of the world before Christ returns a second time. Even though you don't believe in Christ, it's okay. Because God wanted the people of the world to know the signs of his second coming and his first coming to the Jewish people. I said, have you ever heard of an Antichrist? He says, yeah. And a false prophet? He goes, yeah. So see, the world, my point is, the people of the world, though they've never read the book of Revelation, they may not have read the Bible, they know that what the Bible says concerning an Antichrist and a cashless system. And I asked him, I said, have you been watching all the wars taking place? I said, that's one of the signs in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. And I'm glad he's not a Christian, because I was able to tell him the truth about the end of the world and the prophecies that Christ said would come to pass, and he believes it. And I told him at the end, when I dropped him off, I gave him a little cash. He was walking. I found him. He was walking north of Wellington. And he was going to walk all the way to Cheyenne. He's trying to get out of Colorado to get a break. But I told him, I said, well, I said, Ryan, I hope to see you in the kingdom. I hope to see you at the pearly gates. And he says, yeah. He said, I just might see you there. But now he's listening. We need to believe and study what God said is going to happen at the end of the world. And America, in Isaiah chapter 47, would be an end-time nation that would be steeped in, just like you take a tea bag and steep it in hot water, in witchcraft. No one, the pastors of this land don't want to tell you that. The pastors of this land don't know that. The pastors of this land will lose too much income, too much support to even talk this way. But the people in this audience, you're going to know the truth. You're going to know what's coming. This way you can pray and ask God to give you the wisdom to make the decisions that are going to be vital daily in what you're to do. The sickness that God said would come upon the world in Revelation chapter 6, plagues, disease, pestilence. I have an article. They have found a way through AI to know the pattern and the rhythm and the speaking and the way in which a beehive communicates. They've used AI to get the communication and the network and how they talk to each other in that beehive. And the Bible says that at the end of the world, they're going to have this kind of technology, pestilence, to use a way maybe to speak to wasps hornets, to use them as a weapon on mankind. Don't think this is too far-fetched. Don't think this is too far out there. I'm telling you, they're telling you right there, I should have brought the article to read it to you. They're communicating, and they know how the bees communicate. Well, if they can learn how the bees communicate, do you think they might be able to give the bees direction and give them orders to do this or that, or wasps, or hornets, or grasshoppers, to make them go left when they want to go right, to go into a fertile valley rather than to die on a desert hill, deserted hill, you know what I'm saying. We're in the last decade. I have to tell you this so that you will begin to think about it. And with this election that just took place, I was hoping for maybe a little more reprieve from the evil that's coming, but I have a feeling nothing, hardship is coming. We need to prepare. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
You know, Sunday night, I kind of felt a little, not well. And by Monday morning, I felt a little bit more not well. And by Monday night, I was not well. But fortunately, over the years, there are products that I take. One is called Wellness Formula. I'm not getting paid for any of this. I'm just telling you. It's something that we take that works. And GSE, grapefruit seed extract. And I do a combination of these. You have to be careful with the seed extract because it's an oil, and it's kind of hot like garlic. And you have to make sure when you drink it, you have to mix it in water. I usually get about 8 ounces, 20 drops. They recommend like 6. Hey, I don't mess around, man. You know, I used to, my friends would all buy a 6-pack, and I'd buy 2 6-packs. Why mess around? I didn't like beer. I never liked alcohol. I didn't like it. But I liked what it did. So with the GSC, I just take 20. I mix it real good because, again, it's kind of hot. And the wellness formula, I just started hitting my body with it. I felt good yesterday and day before, but my throat, day before yesterday and yesterday, my throat was a little rough. So I decided to do repeat programs, but I felt good. I was able to function. This is what now, in a state of sickness in the world, you're going to have to pray and ask God to help you you're going to need the wisdom to find the nutrients, the supplements, the things that will help you, and take these things so you can be well. It used to be I got COVID here in the past, at the beginning of the year, and it kind of knocked me down for like 2 weeks. But I was able to get back on the program after a couple of days, 3 days, I think. The third day, my voice was somewhat back. I know that those who were listening, they thought I was in severe pain and, you know, well, I just couldn't talk. But we have to be well. We have to be well. You parents, you have responsibilities. Children, you don't want to be sick because you add extra hardship to your parents. So children need to be well. Parents need to be well. Everyone needs to be well. Nutrients. Stay away from GMO, anything, if you can. We're in a situation in a time now where you have to have wisdom. If you have a little extra cash, what can you do to use that cash to get the most for your dollar? Those that don't have cash, I want to tell you, God is a God of miracles. He can provide, if you will ask Him for miracles, He will provide miracles for you. And you can look to the government, and that's great. The government is there to assist. We're Americans. If we were born in America, it should assist us. But on the other hand, still, you have to allow God to be part of your world, part of your life. Allow Him to help you make the decisions that are the best, that are necessary. I did this program because I watched what happened in this election. And I know the prayers of the occult world, they know that this is their time and that even God has to allow them to move forward with their plans of world hegemony in America and a new global order. They know God's going to allow it, but we have to pray that God protect us, keep us, and give us wisdom. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.